Welcome to Senpai's Craft Beer Cast. My name is Rich, your host, and thank you for joining me for the introductory episode of this podcast. In this episode, I'll be going over what this podcast will be about and what you can expect from me, and I'll also throw in a quick little beer review at the end, just because I'm going to need a little bit more content. There isn't much else to say, so let's just get down to it. In this podcast, what you can expect, I'll be doing beer reviews, most definitely. My reviews are actually going to be a little bit more simple and to the point. I know a lot of reviewers you see on YouTube, they kind of go into almost every single aspect of the beer. My intention is just to tell you, is the beer good? Does the beer smell good? Does it look good? And most importantly, does it taste good? Is it worth buying? Of course, that is subjective, so please keep that in mind when I'm doing these reviews. I'm going to be talking about pricing. Can you find the beer in 6-packs, 4-packs, bomber bottles, and what the pricing is? Of course, that also is going to be a little bit skewed. I live in Florida, so my pricing might be a little bit different than somebody that lives in California. I'm also going to be talking about distribution area. Is it a local beer that I picked up that I can only get around me, or if I visit another state and I can only get it from a brewery right there in that county, that town? Is it a statewide beer? Is it a multi-state beer, but maybe not nationwide? Or is it a nationwide distribution beer? I do not want reviews to be the main focus of this podcast. I want the main focus of this podcast to be just beer discussion and just building a community centered around beer and craft beer. I want to be talking about news in craft beer. Are there any new breweries that are popping up? Any new beer releases? Has Big Beer acquired any of the smaller breweries? That is something that I know a lot of craft beer enthusiasts find important, that they don't want to be supporting, AB InBev or Miller Coors, all the bigger breweries. And I will be ranting a little bit. I don't really like the word rant, because it has a lot of negativity behind it. It's kind of more of a negative connotation behind the word rant. There's just a lot of things that sometimes I'm at a brewery or I'm in a discussion, let's say on Facebook in a craft beer group, and I might see something that kind of bothers me on a personal level, and I just kind of I want to share that and get everybody's opinion on that as well. I will be also reviewing beer accessories. There's a lot of kind of fancy growlers out there. There's a lot of beer novelties, like little chill pucks and whatever that keep your can or cold on hotter days. I kind of want to be able to talk about that and review those for you as well. Lastly, at the beginning of each season, and I'm talking about winter, fall, summer, and spring, I want to bring an episode in either at the end of a season or at the beginning of each season of a beer festival list by state. That means each state in the United States, I want to go through and give you guys a list of beer festivals in your area or in your state. I know it gets really frustrating when I have a friend that's like, hey, did you go to that craft beer festival? And I didn't know anything about it. So I'd like to become that resource for you, so you know when they're coming around. That's pretty much what the introductory episode is going to be about. I have about 4 minutes of content right now, so take that for what it is. But it should be fun. It should be a fun little podcast, and this is actually my first podcast that I've ever done. So we'll see how it goes. Once I have a Facebook page and everything set up, I will definitely link it down, and I got to figure out how to make show notes, but I'll link them in the show notes for you. That's about it. So let's kind of have a beer here that I do want to talk about real quick. It's something that is kind of picked out or picked up over the, I think it was last weekend I actually got this one. And it is by a brewery called D9 Brewing Co. It is a coconut pecan stout. Also says German chocolate cake, which I'm guessing is the actual name of the beer itself. It's a pint can, so it's 1 pint, 8% alcohol by volume. It's an ale brewed with coconut, chocolate, and pecans. So Can actually does not have a whole lot of information about the beer. It just has the name and what it's brewed with. It says on the side, hashtag test your taste. It's got your UPC, recycle label, all that good shit that you usually find. Looks like D9 Brewing Co. is located in Cornelius, North Carolina. So it is a North Carolina brewery. And I don't see an actual canning date or anything on this either. So, oh well. Yeah, the can is it's a nice looking can. It's got like chocolate dripping down it and whatnot. But let's get into the beer itself. Now, when I poured this beer, it had about a 2-finger head on it. Light tan. When held up to the light, it is a dark brown. Can't see through it because it's a stout. So it smells kind of hoppy, not very hoppy. It's got a malt backbone to it. You definitely get chocolate and a bit of a nutty aroma from it as well. It smells good. Beer looks good. And let's talk about the taste real quick. It's a very good beer. It's got that creaminess to it that you kind of want in a more dessert-styled stout. You definitely get a nuttiness, a pecan, and the chocolate. I wouldn't really say it tastes like a German chocolate cake or anything. You definitely get coconut as well. Everything that the beer says it's going to be is in there. So, if you don't like... I like to tell people, if you don't like... any of the flavors that the beer says is in it, don't buy it because it tastes kind of like that. But in this case, it does. It literally tastes like a coconut pecan stout with chocolate. It says brewed with coconut, chocolate, and pecan. So if you do not, or if you have an allergy to nuts, I would also not buy this beer. Because it could probably cause you to go into anaphylactic shock or something. But overall, the beer is good. D9 Brewing Co. Coconut Pecan Stout. It's a very solid beer. I'd give it probably like a 7 out of 10. Anyway, I guess that we can be done with this episode. I'm running at about 8 minutes, half of which is a kind of botched beer review. But we'll get better at it. So keep an eye out in the show notes for my Facebook link once I get that up, and any other links to any other social media that I put up. And if you want to subscribe to this podcast, I'm sure there's a way to do it using whatever app or iTunes or whatever that you're using. So thank you very much for listening, and cheers.